And good afternoon. And we continue our interviews with our extended news at noon. And we appreciate you joining us for these interviews. And today we have a high school senior, class of 2020. Yay! Heidi is on the phone with me. Heidi Bednarz is with Butler. And Heidi, I just so appreciate you joining me and you're willing to share your story. So good afternoon. Thank you for being here.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
So go Tornadoes, right? Golden Tornadoes.
Right.
So I don't even know where to start because, you know, we all feel for the class of 2020. We're all so proud of the class of 2020. And I don't think any one of us have ever been in your shoes. I mean, that's one thing that I think as parents and people who have gone through Butler, we can say, hey, we've been there. But we haven't been here. So can you give us a glimpse of what it was like when all of this started just to kind of, I say fall apart, but just give us that glimpse of where this started.
I mean, I think it was mostly shocking because, like, no one expected this at all. And the more serious it got, I think just the more your heart broke because you're missing out on so many things and you miss seeing your friends. I think just the whole internal breakdown of it was just really disheartening.
And I remember going through my senior year, and I remember that those last few months, not that you just generally coasted through, but you kind of had that thought process that, you know, I'm done here in a few months. But what was that like when all of a sudden it all turned upside down? Because you're still in school, but are you doing this online? Do you have to turn in final tests? How are you dealing with school right now?
I mean, I think it's crazy. Like, my teachers will send me emails of stuff to do every day, and I have to turn them in, and there's, like, certain deadlines I have to meet. It's just really different from the normal school procedure that we're used to, and the teachers are still trying to get used to it and understand it, and so are we. So it's really a big learning, like, period.
So talk about, if you would like, if you don't, that's okay. I don't want to pressure you into anything that you don't want to share. But emotionally, how is this? Because, again, thinking that you're just going to coast the last couple of months until you graduate is one thing. But now you have to relearn something. And there's stress on that. You don't get to see your friends. There's stress with that. You don't get to see your favorite teachers. And there's stress with that. I mean, can you talk about emotionally how you and your friends are dealing with this?
It's really stressful, I would think, because you're used to having a certain schedule about your day, and now everything's, like, going haywire in a way. I think, like, it's just so heartbreaking to, like, miss seeing, like, all your friends, and even people that you, like, weren't friends with, just seeing their faces. You just miss it all, and
yeah.
You just feel like you're missing out on so much. Because everyone always talks, like, how great your senior year is, and it's so exciting, and the last few months are, like, the best of your life. And it just feels like that was ripped away from all of us.
Are you able to stay connected with your friends, and are you all able to process this together?
Yeah, we can call. I've talked to a few of my friends, like, over the phone, but we can't really meet up face-to-face, which I understand because it's for the best. But it's just hard getting those, like, in-person interactions with my friends.
Right. And there's nothing that replaces being in school. And when the bell rings, you know, you're going to see person X or person Y, you know, in whatever hallway, and you know you're going to pass them or talk to them for a few minutes or try not to be late for class. I mean, there's nothing that replaces that.
Yeah. It's just so weird just being at home and trying to get things done, because I think it's hard for a lot of people to sit at your house where there's so many distractions, like your phone and siblings and parents, and trying to learn something that you've never learned before.
Now, I know I could ask moms and dads out there what they're thinking, because if they have seniors, I mean, they wait for all those years for, you know, their young person, young adult to go through graduation. And I know it's heartbreaking from them. Do you have any perspective of how mom or dad or your guardians, whatever your family situation is, but what are they going through? Have they talked about it? Are they sad? Do they just try to put on a good face for you? What's happening there?
I mean, I know that they're sad. I think they're trying to, like, make the best out of everything, but it's just really hard, I think, on everyone, because they're missing out on a bunch of things like we are. But I think they're trying to, like, put their best foot forward in a way.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's just really sad.
So, Heidi, here's a question for you. Because I'm a parent, my kids aren't seniors this year. But for everybody, a parent out there or a guardian out there who has a senior, from your perspective, what would you tell that adult? What is it that you all need as seniors, you know, this year, as a young adult trying to get through this and nobody else has been there? Do you want compassion? Do you want to talk it through? Do you just want to smile through it? I mean, what is it that you need? What could we do for you?
I mean, I guess the best thing that a lot of us, I think, need is just someone who would just listen to us. Because even if you can't relate, just having someone to sit there and talk us through it and try to give us advice where we can go, I suppose. And I don't know. I guess, like, I just don't want to dwell in sadness.
Right, right.
You know, I want to make the best out of this.
Right.
I guess I can, yeah.
Well, let's talk about the good times, because you were a part of the track team. So talk about your team and what you were doing up to this point.
We were just starting our outdoor season. So, yeah, we were practicing and then bam, they were, and then it was just canceled later that day after practice.
How many years were you on the track team?
All 4 years of high school.
So let me ask you, because I really respect you when you are all running just for the sake of exercise. And so when you're outside in the cold temperatures, did you do that? Were you out there exercising in the cold temperatures, just running because you needed to keep up on your skills, but also because you enjoy it?
Yeah. I still work out today just to keep up my skills and everything, because I just don't want them to go away.
Oh, my goodness. I do respect you all when you're on the track team. So what did you do that was a part of track? Did you have a couple of different classes or sessions, or what's the correct terminology in track?
Well, I was a pole vaulter. So.
Were you?
Yes.
What got you interested in pole vaulting?
Just crazy. I love the event so much. I just, like, love the feeling of falling, which I guess some people might not enjoy, but I love it.
But you always knew you'd hit the mat, right? So there's that comfort in knowing if you're falling, you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
So how long did it take you to get used to pole vaulting? I mean, I can't imagine on the first try it worked. I mean, how long did it take for you to finally get the gist that you could make this work?
Oh, my gosh. Probably, like, weeks. There's so much technique work that you need to get down, and even when you think you have it, you don't. It's a crazy sport.
Oh, I'll bet. Now, do you do any other divisions there? Do you do anything else in track, or was pole vaulting your focus?
Pole vaulting was my main focus, yeah.
Nice. All right, Heidi, you know what? I know I'm asking you this publicly, but, and again, you don't have to answer if you don't want to. Is there a favorite teacher that you have at school that you just want to say hello to and thank you for all you do? But is there a favorite teacher that you have, or a group of teachers?
Mr. Gettins is my favorite teacher.
And what does he teach, for those who don't know Mr. Gettin?
He teaches my computer science A class. He's a computer science teacher.
Oh, okay. So he's a popular guy because he teaches computers.
Yeah.
What was so much fun about him?
I just loved his attitude that he brought to the classroom. Just, he always knew how to make someone laugh, and I think I just miss him so much.
Absolutely. Any other teachers that you'd like to just say, hey, thank you?
I guess all of them, you know, they're all doing their best to help us in this time, so I think they all deserve a round of applause.
It's funny because, like you said, with your friends, you miss those things, even the smallest moment within school. I'm wondering, even the teachers, I'm not going to ask which ones are not on your favorite list, but even those teachers that you kind of rolled your eyes at and thought, oh, I just can't wait to get through this class. Do you miss them as well, just because it was a part of your day?
I do. I do. Because they brought a sense of normalcy,
yeah.
And now we don't have that.
That's true. That's true. Well, Heidi, can you talk about your future? Are you, what does this look like now? Because I know we're all trying to figure out what the future looks like. And I know you're not even graduated yet. And, you know, congratulations on you being the class of 2020. I am very proud of you. Are you just trying to get through the school year first and then you'll think about what comes next? Or are you still planning on what comes in the fall? Because that's what typically happens in the senior year.
Yeah, I'm still planning on what happens in the fall. just a lot of things with college have even gone crazy. Like, my freshman orientation is now online. So, like, it's just crazy. You expect these things to be just like everyone else, and now they're not. So I think everyone's just trying to find a way to, like, figure it out.
Right. Have you been accepted then? You know where you're going to go in the fall?
Yeah. I'm going to Slippery Rock University for cybersecurity.
There you go. Slippery Rock University. Love the school. And so are you going to be staying on campus or commuting? And I ask that because that would even be different for those students who are thinking about going up there to meet their new roommate. I remember doing that when I went to Clarion University, and you get to roam around campus a little bit. So has that all changed for you?
A bit, yeah. I've already met my roommate because we met before all of this happened, but I haven't seen her since, so I think it's just like you miss out on a bunch of things.
You do. Well, we feel for you. We do. And I, as an adult, as somebody who's gone through Butler, has gone through the steps that you are, and knowing that has been ripped away from all of you, it makes me just want to cry. So I got to hold it together while I say this to you because I think we all feel for you. You know, we all appreciated those days. And even now when we get together with friends or talk, we're like, oh, do you remember so-and-so, you know, and that happened and this happened. And so we all feel for you. And if there's anything that we can do, please let us know as adults or as a radio station or as a community. Is there anything that you would like to say to the community? What would you like from the community at this point?
I just keep your head up, you know. I think that times are kind of crazy and scary, and I think we should just try to make the best of it and not dwell in sadness the whole time.
Well, congratulations to you. I think maybe could you get your cap and gown and throw the hat finally, because you wouldn't get in trouble, right? I mean, you could just throw
yeah,
it up.
Yeah.
That could be an idea. Everybody could just go get their caps at home and throw them up. Well,
yeah.
Heidi from Butler High School, Golden Tornadoes, of course, Heidi Bednarz. A senior this year, and I just can't congratulate you enough for being the class of 2020. Thank you very much for sharing a few minutes of your life with us, and congratulations.
Thank you for having me.
And if you are a senior, or if you have a senior that is in the Butler County area, doesn't have to be Butler High School, it can be one of the other schools. If you would like to spend a couple of minutes with us seniors and just give us your outlook on life, or what you've been through, or what you were a part of while you were at your school. I know you're still in school at this point, but we are sharing stories of seniors, and we're going to intermix those in as we go throughout the next few weeks. So you're more than welcome to get a hold of us. You can email newsdesk@bcrnetwork.com. So newsdesk@bcrnetwork.com. And you can always do that. We have this posting on our Facebook page, so you're more than welcome to IM us on Facebook. But I will need to get in touch with your senior just to make sure that we can get a time that's good for them to be able to record a particular interview, so we can go ahead and air these as we go along. Or if we do them live, we can do them live. It's just a little bit trickier that way. But in order for you to hear these nice and crisp and clear, we can get those recorded and then even air those back the same day, or get those on the air as soon as possible. So if we get a huge response out of this, you're going to be hearing a lot of seniors. If we get just a few seniors, then you're going to hear them intermixed as we go through our news at noon. And so we're going to continue those as we can. So again, highlighting seniors. Yes, as a mom, I'm like tearing up. And as a Butler High School alumni, I'm tearing up, because you just want those seniors to have the same experiences that you did as you went through high school. And then you just sit back and say, wow, my senior year was just so much fun. And it's just not like that. And so even for moms and dads, I feel for you as well. And I know we're talking seniors, but I also think of those moms and dads right now that have those youngsters that are in the schools that would like go up to eighth grade, and then they graduate, and then they go on to the high schools, again, whatever high school is closest to them. They're also missing out on the graduation. But I know that, you know, the senior year for them would be years down the road. So That's, you know, I think of those parents as well. But for the seniors this year, we want to highlight the seniors for the different high schools that are in Butler County. So again, newsdesk at bcrnetwork.com, or you can IM us on Facebook. All right. So that's going to conclude our news at noon today. And you can always listen to our interviews, by the way. We do have these posted on our website. It's WISR680.com. What you do is you go programs and then pick It's Your Turn. And I know typically this is when It's Your Turn would air. And so what we've been doing is taking a few minutes and airing these interviews that we have been doing, whether it's highlighting seniors or talking with dairy farmers or talking with the great experts in and around the area, just on where everyone is and telling us about their days right now. All of those interviews can be heard on our website. So you can, again, go WISR680.com. You pick programs. And for the news at noon, you would listen to It's Your Turn. We haven't changed the title of that online because this is typically It's Your Turn's time. But we also have Let's Talk. We have a lot of great interviews on that section of our website as well. So whatever it is that you would like to pick and listen to, feel free and do that. And we appreciate you joining us. All right. Have a great day. You can always get news anytime on demand on our website at butlerradio.com, which is our parent company. You can choose WISR680.com if you'd like. You can also listen to us on Alexa-powered devices. You just say, Alexa, what's in the news after you download that Butler Radio news skill? Or you can just say, Alexa, play WISR 680. There's an app for your phone as well, and we have websites for each of our radio stations. Again, our parent company, butlerradio.com. I'm Tracy Morgan. Thanks so much for joining us for your extended news at noon with WISR 680 AM.